Okay, we're at, I think it's approximately page Chav Vav in your print. The paragraph begins, Aval Al Kalpanim. The Chav Zayin? Okay. Yeah, Chav Zayin. Okay. Aval Al Kalpanim, Ikari Atayra. Okay, we learned yesterday that the idea that the Ruach Chaim is going to introduce into this first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, still don't know how it fits into the Mishnah, but he said that the Yisoid of Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim Kadmo L'Toyra, is an idea that Imein Yira Ein Toyra, you need Yerushalayim, but not to say that when you learn, you're supposed to be thinking about Yerushalayim. Somebody learns, he learns about the content of the thing he's learning. But Yerushalayim is like the thing that preserves the wheat. And therefore, you need a little bit of Kaf Chaimtin before you can have a core of wheat. So too, you have to have Yerushalayim in order to be able to learn. So he's sort of warning you on both directions. He's saying without Yira, you have nothing in from Torah itself. On the other hand, the excessive focus on Yerushalayim in the time that a person is learning Torah is out of place. Because the focus is supposed to be on learning. The Yira has to be before the Chachma. Okay, so this was the idea, and he quoted the Zayah, the Kutcha Barichu Vairai Sechadhu, that thinking about Torah is the equivalent of thinking about the Rabbi Nishalani. So that was the idea. That in general is so, that a person, all mitzvahs tzrich is kavanah. A person should have kavanah to be mitzvah. So let's see how he goes through the, or he sums up this idea. Aval al-kapanam ha-ikar hi-atayra, v'ayira hi-rak ha-itzer. A person has to remember that Yerushalayim is the oitzer, is the fortification, is the protection for Torah, but the ikar is Torah itself. The opposite also say Yerushalayim is the ikar, and they make fun of Laim Dei Torah. And they say that their learning is Shalai Lashma, Kach Mevazen Oisai. Rabbeinu Zal Amru, V'smayla Oishar V'kavet Ika. V'smayla, meaning those who are focused on learning, have along with it Oishar and Kavet. V'akapanam Kavet Maki Alay, K'vaydeo Kavet Atayra. Hiayidei Kenla Yifrish Mimena. V'sayf Amar Shaba Machzirai Lamutav. And the Torah itself brings a person to proper behavior. Again, he's like when he warns you that Yira is not the main thing, he pulls back. You need both Torah and Yira. Like Yira, he bedimyan ha'itzer shu binyan bedavar muad. The Yira Shemayim is the building that holds the Torah. Be bedavar muad. Ubay monachin ginzei ha'itzer bekesa mali behind Rav. The money is spent more on the treasure that's inside than on the safe that holds the treasure. There are three things that the Yetzer Hara tries to push a person. Aleph shaloi lomay. First is not to learn. It's the easiest. Beis emeni yachaloi. Ayidezeh mefateu shilmed b'layira. You can't stop him from learning. So the Yetzer Hara tells him to learn without Yerushalayim. Teshia kitfuah b'layayitzah b'layiskayim chas v'shalom. First, the Yetzer Hara says, don't learn. You're going to learn, he says, learn without Yerushalayim. Gimel yifateu shetamid yasik v'binyan ha'itzer. If you can't get him to do that, so he tells him, you know, he makes him obsessive. He's all obsessive about Yerushalayim. And then, he's building the ha'itzer v'yarek b'lay tyre, and he's left without tyre. Ze amru gimel devar. Now we're going to come to our Mishnah. Now, well, again, what was the Mishnah? Sort of focused on the message without the Mishnah. The Mishnah was Heimar Marush Laisha Devarim. I want to tell you the Maral, his introduction to Pirkei Avos, writes that the mind works best with concepts in groups of three. The whole Pirkei Avos, three ideas, groups of three, everything in groups of three. So the Maral writes that the mind works best with three ideas, somehow, three you know, have the level of Abdullah, like the three stooges, the three, I don't know what else they were, but there's like three, you have the straight man, the cuckoo man, and in between, you need somehow, what? Chutamishulash. Okay, somehow things work better in the three. He's saying that the mind absorbs things, it relates to things better in threes. Be that as it may, the three ideas are Mesunim Bedin, Hamidu Tamidim Harbe, Asusiyag L'Tarah, seemingly totally unrelated. Mesunim Bedin, be patient in Din Torah, look to have many Tamidim, and create Siyag L'Tarah, fences or precautions to Kiyama Torah. Now you should know that it's fundamental that all the threes are connected, the Midas of the Avos, Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes, or Emes. Chesed is the outgoing midah, giving to others. Gevurah is the discipline. And Emes, or Teferes, is Yaakov Avinu's midah. And just about every three in Torah is somehow related. Here it's easy. The outgoing midah is Hamidu Tamidim Harbe. The discipline is Asusiyag L'Torah. And Emes is the Mesunim Bedin, to be patient before you decide a Psak Din. So these are the three midas somehow that seem to always work with all the threes in Torah. Now, how is he going to bring this in to our three Yetzaharas? Shall I learn with Torah, or to learn without Yira, or to focus on Yira and ignore Torah? See, he explains this problem. L'zeh amru gimel devar. Shetilmedu batzmeichem v'gamim talmidim. Make sure you learn, and your learning should be such that it goes to Talmidim as well. That's the first Yetzahara that you should learn. What's a Siyag? It's Yira. You're afraid you'll be over and you'll fall off a cliff, you make a fence. So you're afraid you'll be over, you make a gate. Siyag Ratzalayma. Yira. Kinekras Oitzer Hagoyder Vishemer Atayra. Because that Kimu Chazal. Chaval adeles le'darta v'tira le'darta ovid. Woe to a person who has no dira, no place, and a gate for his place he makes. In other words, you have to have what's inside. You have to have the yira. Karo yira dira. Rishmaim, this marshal is a dira. V'seich agonuz yokat feres hatayra. Zamru asusiyag, ratzlami gedela, it's ahinu ayira. So first thing is, learn. Hamidu tamidu harve. Learn and teach. The second is Yerushalayim, you make a siyag. V'dafka l'tayra shleya itzareik. Itzarabu muhuma by v'loy tayra. Rakmali mitzvahs karimai. And so what's the third thing? So he has, Havim Asunim Bedin is to be careful in din, which is the one he has not yet explained. Ayyamer Havim Asunim Bedin. Adach mashamar akasim limdu heitev dirshu mishpat ishru chamutz. But Salayma, Ligrois inishbereisha limdu hetiv. First, make sure you learn. Achka pavaliyotcha ta'ayim etarzav v'had elizbar ta'ayim besvarasecha dirshu mishpat. Vavol b'kei tachmitzadim b'mesinus. So learn, know, then try to expound on Torah, and then tachmitzadim b'mesinus. Be careful before you give a psak. By Shmuel Chazal, ishru chametz ashrei hadayin shemachmitzes hadin. A dayan is supposed to be like chametz to dim. Chametz is when you let it stand and it rises. It's supposed to be chametz to dim. V'achkach asusiyah. Ha'pishiyah da'anochay v'kom okay ma'al bayirah rakig der v'siyisag v'yisayig saviv saviv. So v'amru gimel devarim have a besunim bedin v'iyun emes daka min hadaka v'idu tamid har harbein l'mashal tishkach edus mezeri yakiv v'yagdo taira v'ine beis midis halalu ha'madis tamidim v'iyun amiti. So he's saying is, the first two are easy. The first was learn. The first Yetzahara. This is don't learn. So Amidu Tamidu, learn and teach. The second, to learn without Yira, Asusiyag L'Torah. And the third is to appreciate the Torah for itself, not only as a means of Yerushalayim. So for that, he's saying the means of Havei Mesuna Bedin is to focus on Din. You can't paskin a halacha if you're going to focus on Yerushalayim. Not possible. To paskin a halacha, you have to be shakul, all the aspects of the Shaila, and look into all the possible Gemaras, or Chazals, or Paiskim that deal with it. And that's this idea of being patient in the Din. Ukamaymer Chazal, Davimintzer, Rav Chiya, Rav Chanina. Rav Chiya, Rav Chanina were sparring one with the other. Rav Chiya Amar, they were arguing and learning. So it got hot, the arguments. Rav Chiya said, Badi didi kaminsis, you're fighting with me? Davdina shloit tishtokach Torah v'Yisrael. I am Marbitz Torah, I make sure Torah is not forgetting the Klal Yisrael. Rav Chinina Amar. See, he was a teacher. Rav Chinina said, you're fighting with me? Yichas v'shol mishtakach Torah, madrina leba pulpuli. I'm so into my learning that if Torah was forgotten, I could bring it back with my kayach apilpul. They're arguing about a din. That's what it means to have a minzi. In arguing about din, each one said, I have siyata d'shmaya, I teach. He said, I have siyata d'shmaya, I'm a falpul. If you have these two people in front of you, Iyun, the pilpul person, don't rely on your shemayim, don't rely on tzchusim, don't rely that whatever you think is true. But I to you, since yog pen like kivantem lo emes. So what he's saying here is that the idea of the first mishnah, and it's an introduction to Pirkei Avos, is that when a person sets out to learn, he has to have these three midas. Now, to step back to the idea, the Torah Tumima wrote. In what became a controversial statement over the last, it was an accepted statement for 50 years, and now there are people debating it. He wrote about the Gra's violent opposition, I accused the word violent, opposition to Hasidus. Today Hasidus is a part of the mainstream of Yiddishkeit. Baruch Epstein wrote, is that the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, that which Lubavitcher Rebbe is that, the fourth Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, he said that the Gra saves Hasidus from itself. That the Gra saves Hasidus from excesses. In other words, it's true, Hasidus focused more on davening than on learning, more on Yerushimayim than on Shulchan Aruch, and more on Islavos than on Hasmoda and Amelus. And that Hasidus, without the break, B-R-A-K-E, the break that the Gra put to it, would have become excessive in these midas. And that the Gra was Matzliach to temper Hasidus by his opposition. There's no question that the Balatanya, in response to the opposition of the Misnagdim, he put out a Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch of the Baal HaTanya is very much the Shulchan Aruch of not only the Babich, but a lot of Russian Yidden. Large groups of Russian Yidden, what we have is the Mishnah Berurah, they use the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So that, it tempered Hasidus. Now whether the Tzemach Tzedek said it or not is something that I don't know. I would say the reverse is true to a great degree as well. That Hasidus, especially after the Holocaust, you had a Yiddishkeit that was not sitting and learning. You came out of the camps. You weren't ready to sit and figure out a Shef Shmaitze. The Hasidus did a lot in the other direction for the world, the Hamoin Am of Klal Yisrael, in focusing on these type of things. They say that after the war, the Klosenberger Rebbe heard someone saying, Aleinu L'Shakeach instead of Aleinu L'Shabeach. He went over to him, he said, the words are base, Aleinu L'Shabeach. So this Yid told him, my father used to say Aleinu L'Shakeach, undoubtedly. And he said, you know, after the camps, all I have left is what my father taught me. And the Rebbe told him, okay, say as your father said. You know, there's something to that. It's amaratus. But, you know, sometimes, you know, the heart is what keeps it going. So that, the debate that the Ruach Chaim was written as part of this debate over where Yerushalayim has its place. So I would tell you that somebody in the Yeshivish world would say, he told them, you know, don't focus totally on Yerushalayim. Focus a little on Yerushalayim and a lot on the learning. On the other hand, it's also true that someone who learns the Ruach Chaim as the Yeshiva world is admonished to think about Yerushalayim right before he learns. You know, it goes the other way as well. A person can get carried away with the Shev Shmaitz, the Nesivas and Ketzais, and forget about Yerushalayim. So then in a way, it fed into each other. Now, Herbie reminded me, I want to tell you a story. Slabotka, you know, when we grow up, Slabotka, we think is this big metropolitan area. Slabotka was a dirt road. It was a suburb of Kovna, with one dirt road, with a couple of yeshiva buildings. And Kovna was the main, across the bridge, is Kovna. The argument in that generation was within Litta between the pro-Musarniks and the anti-Musarniks, which was, if you think about it, and if you say it in a place where you won't get into political trouble, it was a microcosm of the dispute between Hasidus and the Misnagdim. I mean, it was a totally different world, but Musar said focus on other things as well. And that was the Beis Yisrael, that was Yeshiva Beis Yisrael on one side of the road in Slabotka. And Beis Yitzchak, which was the old Slabotka Yeshiva, where Rav Hutner learned and Rabbi Miller learned. And you talk about Slabotka, you talk about Beis Yitzchak, that's what it was. The Rav in Kovna had passed away. And there was a group that got together and they decided that Rav Baruch Ber, who was then in the anti-Musanik yeshiva, Rav Baruch Ber, who was one of the few Rosh Yeshiva at Smicha, who was a Bab Sak, should be the Rav. And they had a meeting, they called Rav Baruch Ber in and invited him to be the Rav. He responded that he has to be Shaylaitza, he'll come back in half an hour. They assumed he was going to his wife, which I guess would be appropriate for God to be Israel, the rest of us, maybe not. That's not where he went. He went, I think, where Moshe Mordechai Epstein was at that time, Yerush Yeshiva of Beis Yitzchak, of the competing yeshiva. He came back, where Moshe Mordechai Epstein, and he said, this is your Rav. And he forced through that he should be the Rav. So essentially what he did in one moment was to bridge sort of the gap between the two yeshivas that the Talmidim were fighting with each other over whether they should learn more Musar or shouldn't learn Musar. I wish the Talmidim in my yeshiva that there would be some who would say, you need more Musar, and some would say, what do you mean? You get it from your learning. I wish they'd fight with each other and, you know, even, you know, burn each other's books or something, but at least they should be alive, you know? Like nowadays, it doesn't count to make an argument even among, it's hard for us to imagine that people actually got aggravated over these things. But at any rate, I'm saying this because, what? You know, it's so they still do, which is nice, you know, it's ugly and it's nice. It's, you know, sometimes, how do I say it in a nice way? You know, sometimes you need the edge to get the middle, keep the middle alive. You really do. You know, Rabbi Meir Kahana served a tremendous function in Klal Yisrael. You have to have someone at the edge that you could say you're too far, because then it sort of just reminds everybody. You know, it's like the, you know, nobody wants to be at the cliff. Everybody's comfortable in the middle. But you need somebody who's willing to go out and say things the way they are. And at any rate, we're learning Ruach Chaim, which, as I told you at the beginning, was written as a response. It has to be seen in the right context. It has to be seen as part of the building. You know, you have a certain balance in everything you do. And sometimes you need a balance. You know, if you have an elevator and there's a counterweight to the elevator, you don't say, well, the counterweight is following, fighting the elevator. It's not. It's part of the building. And where we are today is very much so that the dispute between Hasidus and the Misnagdim is part of where we are today. Today, Russian Hasidim are still closest to the old Hasidus. You look at Lubavitch or Stalin, the deep Russian Hasidus are closer to the old Hasidus. The Hungarian Hasidus, a lot of the Hungarian, certainly the Polish Hasidus, are very close to the yeshiva world when it comes to learning. If Ger would just have a different levush, they could fit into the yeshiva world. The levush is so strange that there's no way they'll ever fit. And they also don't sit with their wives, you know, in the same car, or they don't walk the street with their wives, which I think a lot in the yeshiva world might be willing to take. But but otherwise, Ger is into learning, you know. They have a break in the middle of the thing for learning.
Ger is also 100%
a guy in yeshiva told me, he went into the Ger Rebbe, one of the Bachrim, the 20-year-old Bachrim. He went into the Ger Rebbe, said, what are you learning? He told him everything's on yeshiva. And he asked him a question about Rav Shimon Shkop's commentary on the Gemara. Rav Shimon Shkop's Tilpul. This is the Ger Rebbe, today's Ger Rebbe. You know, it's not Rav Shimon Shkop. You have to see it in the way it is, in the seeds of the way all this took place. Satmar today, I learned in Satmar in Monroe. You know, Kavichurim, Rav Chanan Svarim are there. Rav Chanan Svarim are there. Rav Shimon Svarim are there. Now Rav Moshe is not there because of his tshuva on his dispute with IVF. His dispute with Halacha. But I know that I know at least in one instance of Hasidim, Eskar Hasidim, Sabbath Hasidim, who couldn't have children. They went to London on face. He had a job offer there. They were there for a year. They came back with a baby. And, you know, be that as it may, my point is that this dispute has to be seen in context. It has to be seen in the context of the history of Hasidim. Without Hasidim, so we don't know. We see all Hasidim in one brush. It's not so. There are different levels. In Stalin, when you see the way they daven, you get a little picture of the Groz letter against Hasidus. Had to do with the fact they jump up and down during davening. It's translated, they do somersaults during davening. I don't think it's an exact translation. But you go to Stalin, you see a little of it. On the other hand, the areas of Hungarian and Polish Hasidus went through a big correction in this area. And a lot of the objections. So basically, I don't mean to be politically incorrect. When we learn the Ruach Chaim, we're learning what he's saying. But we're the benefactors of the old disputes. It's one of the few disputes in Kali Yisrael which ended up being beneficial because of Gedolim on both sides who took the two. All right, so Mitzvah Shem, Thursday night, we're going to learn Mishnah Beis.